This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Talking about Blacktoberfest happening tomorrow in downtown Roseburg. Christy Reifenbach, one of the organizers. Good morning.
Good morning, Kyle.
And you're going to be going full bore for the next 48 hours, probably.
Yes, absolutely.
A lot going on. Talk about Blacktoberfest. I mean, it really has become a hit.
Yeah, it's very exciting. This year feels very exciting all around. There's a lot of community excitement bubbling up, and we basically have an all-day event, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. tomorrow, downtown Roseburg on Southeast Jackson, Southeast Main. Vendors, music, entertainment, food, drinks, and downtown businesses, and so more. So.
And a lot of displays, community groups, and you really pack it in. Kind of explain the boundaries of where all this is taking place.
Sure. So we block off the two streets, Southeast Jackson and Southeast Main, that run through downtown. Lane and Douglas remain open. And essentially, we pack it full of family vendors, community vendors, sales vendors, food and beverage, and some local beer and wine.
And all these folks pretty much local?
Pretty much. We do have a few people coming in from out of the area, which is a new addition this year. But primarily, I would say 90% of everyone is local.
A lot of times, you have events like this, and people think they should probably just leave their kids at home.
They might think that, but they should definitely not leave their kids at home for Blacktoberfest. It is extremely family-friendly. We love to see all the kids around with their parents and doing all of the activities. We've got AeroTag. We've got an arcade truck. We've got balloons and face painting and all sorts of stuff.
And is it kind of segmented, or does it kind of is it all just vary?
It's segmented in some ways, but it flows pretty well. So we have Main Street primarily full of the community partners and family vendors, and the family stage is on Main Street. And then on Jackson Street, we have all of the local beer and wine, most of the sales vendors, and a lot of the food vendors also on Jackson. But it flows pretty well throughout, and you can easily walk around and kind of just check everything out and get a good sense of everything.
So talk about, you've got music, but you've also got other entertainment, two different stages, right?
Two different stages. So on Jackson, we have the main stage, which is just live music. We have four bands playing from 11 to 6 o'clock. We've got the Barely Local Band, we have Soul Kitchen, we have the Brothers Reed, and we have the Daniel Nichols Band. And then on the main stage, or excuse me, the community stage on Main Street, we have, Brittany has packed it full of family entertainments. We have UACT, Wildlife Safari, we have Jungle Things doing a presentation, we have a youth punk band closing out the evening. So there's all sorts of things going on the main stage.
And how did this all get started and why?
About I would say 4 years ago now, RJ over at North 40 and I were talking, and he really wanted to put together some sort of Oktoberfest. It turned into a block party and a Blocktoberfest through a lot of conversation, and really wanted to highlight what's going on downtown, how it's growing, celebrate community, and bring people together to just have a really great block party and have a great time and celebrate each other.
And as you worked out the logistics and the data, just so happens you're just a couple, 3 days after Roseburg's birthday.
Yes, and that first year was that was one of the things happening. It was Roseburg's 150th birthday, and we decided that we would have Blocktoberfest to celebrate that occasion as well. So now we're, like you said, days away from the birthday each time on the first weekend in October.
And, you know, I looked over some of the weather data. This part of October is historically just like what we're getting this weekend. You know, it's sort of some people call it the Indian summer. It's the, you think it's going to cool down and suddenly it's not. And there's only 2 days in the month that even have a chance of rain outside of today.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. I love it. It works out great for us. Last year it was really hot, so I feel like it's going to be a little more comfortable this year, but still sunshine and great weather.
And downtown, you've got an opportunity to just sort of walk around and check things out. And you're not all that far from a lot of the parking options either.
Right. And downtown, there will be no parking enforcement on Saturday all day. So any spots available around the event area are open and available for people to park and spend the whole day with us. So that's exciting.
And you've got, I mean, some of the adjacent streets and over by the courthouse and some of the areas like that that don't get used as much on the weekend, it'll be wide open as well.
Absolutely, yeah. You should be just fine to find a place to park and walk on in. You might have to walk a couple blocks, but you'll find a place to park and get into the fun.
And well, you're going to be walking once you get there anyway.
Exactly. So. It's a day of walking.
All right. Blocktoberfest tomorrow, 11 to 6. If people want to find out more, what's your website information?
The website is www.roseburgblocktoberfest.com. And just a reminder, this is a free event, so there is no admission fee. It's open to everyone to come join us.
All right, Christy Reifenbach from Blocktoberfest, thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Kyle. Always a pleasure.
8:37 at the Morning Report.